And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden signed legislation Wednesday providing $95 billion in aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan after months of tense negotiations in the U.S. Congress. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports.
Urgently needed ammunition and supplies seen on their way to Ukraine after months of waiting. U.S. President Joe Biden signing a bill Wednesday sending more than $60 billion in aid to Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russia downplayed the impact the long-awaited weapons will have on the two-year-old conflict. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov saying, all these new batches of weapons, which are probably already ready, will not change the dynamics at the front. The legislation also includes $26 billion in aid to Israel and $8 billion in funding to Taiwan and other Indo-Pacific countries to counter Chinese aggression. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
Germany said that it plans to follow several other countries in resuming cooperation with the UN Relief Agency for Palestinians in Gaza after the publication of an independent review of its neutrality. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The head of the Arab League hailed the report, saying it showed that Israel's allegations were baseless and part of a systematic campaign meant to end the mandate of the agency. Also Wednesday, the Israeli military said it is redeploying two reserve brigades from Israel's northern border to Gaza for defensive and tactical missions as it prepares for an offensive in Rafah, which Israel describes as Hamas's last stronghold in the territory. More than half of the territory's population of 2.3 million have sought refuge in Rafah. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.